From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United Nations Security Council holding an urgent meeting this week on continuing violence in western Myanmar that has forced 370,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee to neighboring Bangladesh. The meeting, scheduled for Wednesday, was requested by Britain and Sweden, and the UN's human rights chief referred to the treatment of the Rohingyas as a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. He told the Human Rights Council in Geneva his office has received numerous reports and satellite imagery of Myanmar security forces and local militias carrying out killings and burning entire Rohingya villages in Myanmar's Rakhine State. Some Florida residents have begun returning to their homes after Hurricane Irma. Officials have warned the recovery would be frustrating and lengthy. President Trump says the devastation was far greater than anyone thought. Irma has left more than 6 million Florida homes without power, and the Keys now described as a war zone. And French President Emmanuel Macron promised a fast, exemplary reconstruction of the Caribbean islands of St. Martin and St. Barthélemy. Both islands were struck by Hurricane Irma. Pascal Davies has more.
Macron promising a large-scale rebuild in the battered islands and says a return to normal life is the priority. According to a provisional tally, Irma killed 10 people on the French-speaking St. Barthélemy and in the French part of St. Martin.
Relief efforts for the region have stepped up since Sunday. This is VOA News. More than 60% of the world's nations are expected to meet some of their health targets in the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals by 2030. They include reducing child and maternal deaths and deaths from malaria. However, fewer than 5% are projected to meet their targets on reducing the number of overweight children, tuberculosis infections, and traffic deaths. The news comes in a report published Wednesday by a British journal, The Lancet, that analyzed health-related sustainable development goals in 188 countries. The 17-wide ranging goals spearheaded by the UN focus on improving health and education, ending poverty, combating climate change, making cities more sustainable, and protecting oceans and forests. U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday called new United Nations sanctions on North Korea another very small step.
It was nice to get a 15-0 vote, but those sanctions are nothing compared to what ultimately will have to happen.
North Korea strongly criticized the UN Security Council's decision to impose tough new regulations and sanctions. The new sanctions against Pyongyang would impose a bill and a ban on the country's textile exports and capping imports of crude oil. Apple has rolled out its much-anticipated iPhone X. The phone features wireless charging, an infrared camera, and special hardware for facial recognition that will replace fingerprint recognition. The home button found on previous iPhones is now gone, and users will tap the phone to wake it up. The phone ships on November 3rd and is priced at $999. But it's not the only mobile device making news, as Ryan Brooks explains.
Early signs that Samsung's next Galaxy Note is rising from the ashes. Company execs on Tuesday saying pre-orders for the Note 8 have hit over 650,000 in just 5 days, proving that even after the disastrous recall of exploding Note 7s last year, the Samsung name still commands a loyal legion. One critical market Samsung's keeping an eye on is the world's biggest for smartphones, China. The Note 8 faces an uphill battle there, with cutthroat competition from the likes of Xiaomi and Huawei, costing Samsung a 3% market share in just 3 months from April to June.
The Note 8 officially goes on sale this Friday. Brazil's top court authorized a new corruption and money laundering investigation of the president Michel Temer on Tuesday. Supreme Court Justice Luis Roberto Barroso ruled that there is a significant evidence to investigate Temer. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.